watch out.
Yeah, talking about way out there.
Boeheim! Wow, is that silence in a little bit?
Schrader takes. It's a two-man rush. Schrader steps
Stop
up.
It. Pop pass up in the middle.
Tucker's got it. Room to run. 15-10. Hit in for an Oilers touchdown.
The Bills make me want to shout.
Allen looks to his left. Fires left side. In oh, to the end zone. Stephon Diggs makes a catch. Touchdown, Buffalo.
Swing into this. It is over. The Boston Red Sox, baseball's best all season long. They have won it all.
This is On the Block.
You know, I was driving home yesterday, so I heard some of your show.
Mm-hmm. Thanks, Brent.
Thank you.
Thanks, Brent.
2-1.
Here's X-Men.
Welcome back, friends. Great to have you here. The On the Block year in review. 2021. I know we got a few days left technically in the year, but we made it through another year of this show. We made it through another year. And what a pleasure it was to be here with you once again on the radio and on QSportsTalk.com. It's a good song. Don't get me wrong. I know two words in the whole thing. So just to kind of come down the home stretch here on our year in review and looking back on the stories and topics we discussed, and then Tommy and I are going to have our favorite Syracuse sports moments draft, Mount Rushmore draft, as we combine the two sports radio bits there. So, unfortunately, there was another major, major story that came out of the blue at a time of the year when usually don't get something of that weight. You know, when we're starting to shift gears into the summer, we're usually downshifting, right? Uncle Brent starts taking a lot of time off, and it's kind of like, okay, we're out of the busy season, and we're going into the summertime. But that's one thing that struck me about this year, just all the major stories that kind of stacked on each other one after the other, which, by the way, was good for Brent. Good content on the air, on Syracuse.com and other places, right? But it was amazing to see the tournament run go into name, image, and likeness and transfer portal, and that goes into the lacrosse stuff that we were talking about. And just when that's starting to wind down, it's like, woo, it can't get bigger than that. Oh, it got bigger than that. When we wake up one morning in the middle of June, and my phone's blowing up, and I had not seen it yet, and it kind of got published that morning, and then you go read it, and your jaw drops. And of course, we're talking about the story that first appeared in The Athletic about Quentin Hillsman and the Syracuse women's basketball program and some pretty startling things. Now, before that, at the end of the season, I was really struck by a press conference that Coach Q gave. Because remember, so that not only does the men's team experience the portal, whoa, boy, did the women's team experience the portal. There was a mass exodus from the women's team. Major names leaving that program. And as we're going through it, we're trying to make sense of it. It's like, is this just a sign of the times or is something off here, right? Well, it turned out there was something off. But I remember there was like a three-week stretch there where Coach Q didn't say a thing. I think short of like one tweet that he posed with Emily Anxler, who was one of the players that left. And it's like, how can you not be out here describing what is happening here? And he had a team to rebuild, right? But then he gives a press conference like 3 weeks later. And we talked about it on the air and I played the clips. And I'm like, guys, look, you know, I'm going to be honest with you as I always am. Sometimes I just go with my gut and go with my instincts on this show. And fortunately, more often than not, I turn out to be right about those things. I've certainly been wrong about a number of things. I'm like, something's not right here. Just the facade that he put on, just like everything's fine. And he was almost kind of like accusing us of making too big of a deal out of it. And he said right at the beginning of the press conference, like, I'm here because you guys are freaking out and need to know. It's like, well, yeah, your fan base wants to know why 12 players left the team. That's kind of a big deal. And something really struck me about that. Like, just like, man, how arrogant can you be to just like come to a press event, and in this case it was Zoom, just be like, yeah, I'm here just because you guys are freaking out. It's just like, no. So anyway, yeah, then we heard what happened and the horrifying things that happened. At practice, You know, it's one thing if it's away from the game, but like calling out people in meetings for being rats and how he was treating players. And we're talking about 20 plus sources in this story that witnessed things. And, you know, that led to Coach Q resigning. And this came, the Athletic story came just about a week and a half after John Wildhack, who, to be fair, didn't know some of these things at the time, but still was at a press conference saying that he believes in Coach Q, believes in his values, right? Transfer portal's just a new way of life. And, you know, he was discussing things about playing time. And, yeah, then we found out what was really going down. So here we have a Syracuse women's basketball team right up until today had a game they were supposed to play 3 hours ago, get postponed, probably ultimately canceled against Siena because of COVID issues within the Siena program, right? And Vaughn Reed takes over the program. And look, despite the questions that I still have, that guy was there for 10 years as Coach Q's assistant and refused to talk about the past, as he put it, when they had the opportunity before the season at a press conference to really detail what he knew, how he knew it, and what he reported about what he knew through Syracuse's investigation. This is a team that's won 6 games in a row, has a completely different roster, and frankly is fun to watch. They're high scoring, and the girls on that team, the young women on that team, they didn't deal with all that stuff. They just want to play basketball. They just want to take this program forward. So it's kind of a weird mix of things to look at, but man, what a story. What a story. The Syracuse Crunch were a huge part of Tampa Bay's back-to-back Stanley Cup championship. Over 20 players, staff members, I mean, just people you wouldn't even know that were part of Syracuse Crunch onto Tampa Bay. And I just, that photo of Jim Cerosi and Howard Dolgan and Vance Lederman, holding the Stanley Cup. I mean, just worth it to see all that. And then with football, to kind of put a wrap on it here before Tommy and I do the draft. I mean, look, this was a season where it felt like something had to happen. We all know what happened in 2020. Unprecedented year in terms of injuries. They were not affected by COVID in terms of losing games, but were certainly affected by COVID and people opting out and how it kind of went through the team in terms of losing bodies, and it really affected that team. So, okay, you get somewhat of a pass off a 1-10 season, but you got to show something this year, not only to recover from that, but what are we doing with Dino Babers here? What's the state of the program? What's the philosophy of the program? And for that team to completely shift gears, Tommy DeVito, who we're talking to on this show in our name, image, and likeness interviews, and credit to him, by the way, for coming on in the 2-3-4 weeks after he lost his starting job and talking about that, right? But he loses his starting job, and Garrett Schrader comes in, and through it all, through all the close games and the questionable decisions and everything we discussed, we were certainly pleased with the performance of young Sean Tucker, who put himself on the map as one of the best running backs in all of college football, set the single-season rushing mark at Syracuse, and really gave Syracuse football fans something to latch onto, something to watch in a season that, you know, was right there, one game short, one more win in all those close games they had, that 5-game stretch where it's all coming down to the last score of the game. Get one more of those wins, and we're talking about this team at some point playing a bowl game right around this time of the year. All right, let's get a break in here. When we return, Tommy and I with the Mount Rushmore draft. Favorite Syracuse sports moments of the year. Stay right there.
Broadcasting live from downtown Syracuse, we are live. We are local. We are Galaxy Media Partners. ESPN 97.7 and 100.1. ESPN 97.7 and 100.1. Watch live on QSportsTalk.com.
Grandma got run over by a reindeer. Walking home from our house Christmas Eve.
There's two kinds of people in this world.
You can say there's no such thing as Santa.
Those of you that like this song and those of you that don't.
As for me and Grandpa, we believe.
And those of you that don't, well, you can suck on the coal you're going to get in your stocking.
Well said.
And we begged her not to go.
Elmo and Patsy.
But she forgot her medication.
Oh, Grandma.
And she staggered out the door into the snow.
Tommy Hogan has joined me in studio.
When we found her Christmas morning.
It's time for one last draft. at the same a new favorite thing that we added to the show this year, Tommy, because we combine the sports radio bits. It's not just a draft. It's a Mount Rushmore draft, right?
If we're going to do those stupid sports radio bits, we're going to do them all in one.
And we're going to do them our way.
We're going to get two birds stoned at once.
Right. So before we get to the draft, let me say thank you. Another great year. Thank you for all your hard work, all the laughs, the tremendous Christmas gift, and for being a part of the show, my friend.
Brent, thank you very much. This was a blast. A great 2021. I had a lot of fun. I'm ready for 2022.
Let's go.
Let's do this thing. Let's keep roaring.
Let's take a little time off, but we'll come back. To steal an old phrase from Mike Greenberg, bigger and better than ever in 2022.
Yes.
But one last draft to get to before we turn the page on this show and the year.
That's Mike Greenberg's phrase?
Yeah, we'll be back. What did he used to say at the end of Mike and Mike's? Like, we'll be back better than ever tomorrow, something like that? I don't know. I feel like
someone came up with that before Mike Greenberg.
I completely botched that. We'll be back better than ever in 2022. We hope, anyway. Okay. Favorite Syracuse sports moments draft.
Yes.
Now, this is our favorite moments, okay? And if you're watching on QSportsTalk.com, pop them in the chat. What were your favorite moments? And they don't have to necessarily be big moments. They're your favorite sports moments from 2021, and we'll read some during the next break. But I don't think we determined draft order, so I'll just go first.
Please, yes.
Okay. With the first pick in the 2021 favorite sports moments, Mount Rushmore draft, I select when the Lemoyne lacrosse team made a t-shirt out of one of my tweets. So I tweeted after they were snubbed, good morning to everybody except the Division II NCAA tournament selection committee, because you're a joke for leaving Lemoyne out of the tournament, right? Didn't think a thing of it again. Got a lot of reaction. We had Liz Bevel on the show. We did the whole thing. A couple days later, Lemoyne has a practice, kind of like a last practice of the year. Gorgeous day. And I'm getting texts from people. I couldn't go. I was really upset because I had something else going on that morning. I couldn't go. And I'm getting texts from people. And I'm like, what is going on? And I look, and there's a picture. They put the tweet on a t-shirt. And I forgot to bring it in today. I wanted to bring it in to show the Q Sports Talk friends. And I'm like, how's it get better than that?
You have a shirt, you're saying, or a picture of the shirt?
No, I have a shirt.
Oh, good.
They saved one for me. Shout out to Liz Bevel and Lemoyne Women's Lacrosse.
So they were wearing
the shirt at the practice. And, like, the president of the school came. It was, like, it was a thing. And I'm just like, man, how cool is that?
That's awesome.
Yeah. It's amazing.
How have you not worn that shirt to work one of these days?
A bad job out of me.
I'd wear, you know, I maybe would have it tattooed on myself if, you know, me.
I've thought about it. Yeah.
You've thought about that?
So, I mean, it's not going to get better than that. It's not going to get better.
Wow.
Yeah.
All right. Well, I can't beat that. That's a strong first. Now,
I knew you wouldn't pick that one.
But if you're using strategy here, mm-hmm. Right, you would have taken that with your last pick and gotten better value with your first couple of picks. You didn't use strategy very well there.
No.
But
no.
You just went with what your favorite
was. I went with what my heart was set on.
This is my favorite, but I also think that it could also be on your draft board. So I'm going to take it with my number one pick. Buddy's NCAA tournament run was unbelievable. He was the talk of the 2021 tournament for the opening weekend.
No question about it.
Lit San Diego State on fire. Lit West Virginia on fire. Was going all over TV, doing stuff with First Take, doing stuff with Coach Baim as well.
They were the biggest thing in sports for
A week or two.
For that tournament. Yeah, for that tournament week.
Unbelievable to watch, and they deserved it because Buddy Boeheim played out of his mind for two games, got Syracuse to another Sweet 16 after being on the bubble, making the tournament. That was, and I remember one of my fond memories is watching that with Jordan Capozzi in the conference room going nuts as Buddy is, and the rest of the team in that San Diego State game shot the lights out. I was going nuts. Jordan was going nuts. So that's my number one pick and my favorite moment of Syracuse athletics for the 2021.
Great pick. Great pick. I don't know how it gets bigger than that.
It was unbelievable.
Okay. With the second pick, there's going to be a real theme in my favorite moments here. Okay. With the second pick, I'm going to go with the Syracuse men's lacrosse captains stepping up and doing something that in its darkest moment, in a season derailed by a story we were all horrified by. That lacrosse team and those captains stepping up and doing something when Syracuse University leadership did not. And I understand that their hands were tied by certain things and they had to reinstate Chase Scanlon in, and that just became a whole thing as we remember. But they took something and said, no, we're going to make a positive out of this as best as we can as a team by refusing to take the field with him and, of course, raising awareness for the One Love Foundation and helping those that are affected by domestic violence. So good on those guys for taking a just an impossible situation and turning it into something that, you know, was brought awareness to a great cause. And it got them through the year, and they you know, really demonstrated leadership that, frankly, those at Syracuse did not through that whole thing. So props to you guys.
Great pick, Brent. You're absolutely correct. That was one of those, that was like a week where it was like, this is, yeah, like, ooh, we're working here.
It was heavy.
Yeah, it was heavy. It was heavy, a lot of stuff going on. That's a good pick. I agree with you. You want my second pick, man?
Please.
This was, the radio call had a lot to do with this moment because it was a sensational call from Matt Park. Damian Alford's walk-off touchdown against Virginia Tech.
Amazing call.
Amazing call from Matt. And it was an unbelievable play that really none of us saw coming, if we're being honest.
Let's try and find that. Can we try and find that? You tell me. What should I search for here?
If you go back to Twitter, you're on Twitter.
I was on Twitter.
Go back to Twitter. Type in Exit Sandman, because not to tap my... to my own horn.
It's a spectacular call from Matt Park.
That's what the captioning went with. That video did very well on Twitter. Sensational call from Matt Park in a great Syracuse football moment that had us all buying into Garrett Schrader, had us all buying in Syracuse making a bowl game, being back. Did it go that way? No, but it was an awesome win for Syracuse to come back, win that game, basically at the buzzer. I guess it wasn't a walk-off touchdown. It wasn't right at the buzzer, right? But it was a...
Felt like it.
Exactly. It felt like it was, and it was a great moment in 2021. And the best, if you type in Exit Sandman, it should pop right up.
Into Twitter?
Yeah, just type in Exit Sandman right there. I don't think many other people are using that caption.
Did.
Oh, really?
I did, and I did not see it. I know we've got it somewhere in our system here.
Exit Sandman. Go to videos right there. Boom. No.
Boom. Oh, wait, I think we found it.
There it is.
All right, ready? Let's queue it up.
48,000 views on this video, not a big deal.
Not bad. Matt Park, call of the year.
First down, clock running at 25, snap back. Schrader hit on the release, ball's down the seam left. Alford reaches up,
touchdown!
He's got it! He's into the
touchdown!
End zone! He's off to Never Never Land! And the Orange have the lead!
That's a good call.
Off to Never Never Land.
A great call.
Awesome call.
All right, now here's my third pick. Also lacrosse related.
Wow, so okay. There's the theme. You're going lacrosse for 2021?
Just the way it worked out, man. When I was thinking back on all the moments, these are the ones that stuck out to me. I did find the video of it. You want to know what it means for somebody to give their heart and soul to something? Listen to Asa Goldstock after Syracuse lost the national championship game.
No, I just... Sorry.
Very emotional.
All I ever wanted was to play lacrosse at Syracuse, and I just leave this place feeling so happy and honored. And I maybe I'll cement my place in the record books, but I just there's nothing I could say. I love this place, and I love playing here, and I love playing for my coach, and I love wearing my number, and I just love it so much, and I feel so grateful. And I want, the next generation of kids to come to Syracuse to understand, how great it was and how great it is to be there. And I just feel so honored to wear this jersey and be on this team and to have another year to do it. It's really hard, but I'm very grateful.
Yeah, it's getting a little dusty in here. But just to see, you want to talk about a living embodiment of the expression, wear your heart on your sleeve. So upset she didn't get to win a championship, but when Syracuse wins the championship in 2022, a little prediction, she will be as just a big a part of that as anybody on that team now.
Wow, we're making predictions now in our Mount Rushmore draft.
Your next pick.
Heavy lacrosse from you.
Very heavy lacrosse.
And you were talking about it yesterday and how one of your fondest memories, or this week, one of your fondest memories is what, scoring 5 goals, 2 assists, and you're...
That's correct.
All-Star game
MVP,
with...
MVP, 1996, Ryan Powell, Brent Axe, co-MVPs.
Pretty cool.
Let's go. Credit to me.
Here's my next pick. Coach Boeheim, in your interviews with him last season, were absolutely phenomenal. He would go on rants with you. He was not happy with you at some points. He would go on rants about other things in the world. I'm going with this one. When he called out Pat in Syracuse, one of our callers that just calls in constantly talking about Syracuse basketball, when he called him out, it was like, holy cow, he's actually listening. That was one of my favorite moments.
We had a couple bangers with Jim Boeheim last year where, like you said, see, the irony is during the season, he's really focused and he does these spots and usually it's four or five questions and he's out, right? But there were a couple interviews where you and I, like during breaks and otherwise, were just like, man, he kept going. We just let him go.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm looking at the clock. I'm like, it's 19 minutes. It's 20 minutes here. He just had a lot to say. And I'm glad he said it here, and he feels like he has the forum to say it here. He's always welcome to call in. He knows that. We say a lot about him on this show and have opinions, and always appreciate that he is listening and he is out there, and agree or disagree is willing to come on and discuss it. So appreciate you saying that, and really appreciated getting the chance to do that.
And he wasn't, or I wasn't working the one time he actually called into the show unprompted because he had some things to get off his chest. I would have probably been terrified when I pick up ESPN Radio Syracuse and it's, hey, this is Jim Boeheim. I would have been like, oh my, Jordan had that responsibility.
Okay, we got to hustle so as to not make the axe delay much on your show.
It's already devoured.
This may be on your list too. I'm not taking it from you. Okay?
Oh, if you are, I'm going to be upset.
We both can have this pick.
I don't know.
Because it's a Mount Rushmore draft. It doesn't take it off the board.
Let's see.
Tommy Hogan getting video of Jim Boeheim stealing Jimmy Boeheim's pizza.
It's kind of. My pick was just going to be being a Big J now and being on Media Row.
And that's why it was my favorite moment, because you wouldn't be able to get something like that if you didn't graduate to being a Big J and being there. So similar reasons, but I mean, that was classic. What did that video get like? That thing got a lot of views. We'll have to look.
It was a banger, too.
There you have it. Mount Rushmore draft, favorite sports moments of the year. One last break, and then we'll set it up for Double Down coming up next here, right there.